Please turn your radio down if you call. We will be answering the calls after this following music. BAI, you're on the air. We're taking phone calls on 371-5200.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, I'm on the air.
Yes.
Okay, my name is Alan Ellis, and I'm affiliated with the NYU Gay People's Union. And I went up on the Gay Lobbying Day last month, and I was in that group that went to see the senator that was talking about the switches in the grammar school. And I was just wanted to bring that up. One issue that I didn't think you mentioned was the whole problem of transvestites in this regard of civil rights. And that's just one problem that we're having within the gay movement right now. There's a lot of controversy going on in terms of whether we should make this a specific amendment to the Gay Civil Rights Bill and whether or not this is a gay issue. And I was just wondering what your position was on this.
Well, we went through this on the city level with Intro 554 and Intro 2. And what happened was, well, first of all, transvestitism in per se is not a gay issue, because many, many transvestites are heterosexual. Those transvestites who are gay should be protected, just as every other gay is protected under this law. I think the problem comes in when they talk about the freedom to probably to dress in whichever way or manner they want to. And I know that this came up in the in talking about the classroom. And you see, it's already covered by the school board dress codes, and this will not change. The law won't have any effect on the school board dress codes, and you can only wear certain things in school. So it's really, it's not even an issue insofar as the gay bill is concerned. Now, unfortunately, because the city council is so paranoid about things like dress codes, they also put into the bill, this will not affect existing dress codes, which was totally unnecessary, but the people on the city council just eased their paranoia and their fears a little to have that included in the bill. But see, the bill doesn't affect it one way or the other. It's a gay civil rights bill.
Right. Yeah, I was just thinking in terms of, like, you were saying how the women's movement now is taking it upon themselves to include gayness in terms of using the whole women's movement as clout for the gay issue. And if they didn't, then it might take the gays a few more years to get some civil rights. And where's the responsibility of gay people to include transvestites and transsexuals in their movement?
Yes, and also abortion and rape and
solution or anything like that. I'm just raising it as an issue.
Yeah.
That I didn't hear on the program.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go on to the next call.
Sure, thank you.
BAI, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Earlier you were giving the names of the legislators that worked for the bill, and you gave the names of the ones in the five boroughs. And when you came to Staten Island, you said forget about them. I think these are the ones you should try to get on your side. You know, not just the ones that are for you. Why write to them? Write to the ones who are against you.
Yeah, well,
their names.
Absolutely. If you want to write to them, you know, write. It's just that we've tried so many times, and they don't seem like they're going to move at all. And it's a matter of whether you really want to do an in-depth education of the whole city council and take 3 or 4 years, or specifically work on the swing votes. We're not saying, you know, don't write to these people. I'm sorry if it came across that way.
That's how it did come across.
Well, I guess the only point was if you...
Mail.
Pardon me?
You should flood these guys with mail, the ones who are against it.
Well, okay, but if you only have one letter to write, and, for instance, you don't live in Staten Island. Now, if you live in Staten Island, I think you should write to these people, definitely.
Yeah, well, would you be kind enough to give their names and addresses?
Yes. There's Anthony Gaeta, which is G-A-E-T-A, and Angelo Arculio, and he's also in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Do you have their addresses or you don't?
One second here, I can get them for you. Okay, Anthony Gaeta is 148 Bay Street, room 200, Staten Island, 10301.
Okay.
And Angelo Arculio is City Council, City Hall, 10007.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Can I just make an announcement here before we go on to a phone call?
Okay.
I just wanted to correct one thing that was said in the half-hour talk, which was that the Woman's Lobby Day has been switched from May 13th to May 14th. And if you want to go on the Lobby Day, call up Pat Joblin at the New York Civil Liberties Union and reserve a space on the bus. Again, they're going to be dealing with the gay issue, the repeal of the sodomy statute, and the amendment to the executive law, which is the human rights, civil rights bill on the state level, just as it is on the city level, as one of the main issues in the Women's Lobby Day. And it would really be wonderful if everybody who could, you know, could get on that bus and come up and lobby with us. That's May 14th. It's a Wednesday. And it's been switched from May 13th.
Okay. BAI, you're on the air.
Okay. Okay, is that me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh. I just wanted to say that, the term, lesbian should be changed.
Hello?
I think it carries like an unfavorable stigma, like a label sort of thing.
Well, I think for those of us who are proud to call ourselves lesbians, it's not a stigma anymore. You know, any kind of word can be used as a stigma against you. And probably there are lots of slang expressions that there's no use in repeating that that all of us remember that are sometimes used for lesbians. Lesbian is like a historically important word. And as long as we can feel good about ourselves and be proud to have our own name and our own label, if you want to use it as a, if you want to call it a label, then we sort of take the oppression and turn it around, you know?
Right.
Was there something else you wanted to add?
Yes, I understand that, the way you feel about it. Well...
We have to go into the next call.
I just think that the rest of the people, it would be easier for them to accept it.
Well, we're trying to make it easy for everybody to accept it.
We want it to become a household
word.
Yes.
We're taking the next call. Okay, we have to go on to the next call. Thank you for calling.
Hello?
Hello, BAI, you're on the air.
I just tuned in over 15 minutes ago, so I'm not quite sure what your bills cover, but I had an experience that might be common to a lot of us. I go to a free clinic in the city for gynecological care. And, you know, there are certain personal questions asked about your sex life, which I didn't care to answer. And so on the report, for future reference, this old quack wrote very neurotic and other derogatory things. Now, aside from the employment sphere, what is being done to help people who have sex preferences in other areas, such as these, which sort of go down on records, too?
Well, you know, it's very hard to change people's attitudes, but one of the things that's happening is that the whole focus of women's health care has been on taking a different attitude towards the patients. Now, you can't change one old quack, as you put it,
right,
overnight, but there is a consistent effort, partly out of the women's movement, mm-hmm, partly out of some more specific gay-oriented health projects. Either women's or there's also a men's health project.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these things slowly but surely begin to make changes. I think that you can't change the American Medical Association overnight. All you can do is protest to the specific clinic if you feel that that people are asking you questions they have no right to ask you.
Of course. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling. BAI, you're on the air.
Hi, I was wondering if, in addition to letter writing, is there anything else that a person can do in the city?
Please turn your radio down.
Okay. As far as what's going on in the Intro 554 effort.
Yes, absolutely. There's a couple things coming up this weekend, as a matter of fact. There's a party which is going to be held Saturday night, May 3rd, and it's to kick off the WIN campaign, which is a takeoff on Ford's little campaign, only ours is WHIP Intolerance Now. And it's to support the gay civil rights bill on the city level, you know, Intro 554. Mm-hmm. It's a $5 fundraiser, and it's for women only. And let me give you the directions on how to get there, too. It should be a very, very fun party, as well as, you know, helping out the cause with money. And also the latest information on Intro 554 will be given at that point, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're taking a subway, the best is to take either the 7th Avenue IRT or the 8th Avenue IND locals, mm-hmm, to Canal Street. And then you walk west on Canal Street to Hudson Street, and then left on Hudson to Vestry.
Okay.
And that's where the party is. It's on Vestry, V-E-S-T-R-Y,
okay,
number 67.
Okay. What about if you're going by car?
Oh, okay. You drive down West Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's way over on the west side.
Right.
To the third corner south of Canal.
Uh-huh.
and that's Vestry. I'm not sure if it's marked with a street sign or not. And then take a left on Vestry. You go under the West Side Highway, and it's the first building on the right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a woman named Joyce Gold. It's her apartment, and it's a huge loft.
Right. Okay, is there any place I can call for more information?
Yes, you can call Lesbian Feminist Liberation, and that's 691-5460.
Okay, fine. Thanks a lot.
You might also like to know that this week at City Hall, Monday through Friday from noon to 2 p.m., there are going to be people out picketing to demand passage of Intro 554. At this point, we still don't know whether it's going to get out of committee, and if so, when. And it may be held up as far as September. So among the organizations that are picketing are Lesbian Feminist Liberation, Gay Activists Alliance, and we welcome anybody who's interested in walking around in front of City Hall on their lunch hour.
What time is that again?
That's from noon to 2 o'clock, Monday through Friday, May 5th through 9th.
Okay, we're going to go on to the next call. BAI, you're on the air. Hello, BAI, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine. Fine.
Okay, I'd like to ask you a question now. I've been talking to a lot of people that come off like, you know, they're mostly men and they're chauvinists. But one thing that gets me about gay people, now I show no prejudice towards them, but when they come off like playing roles, now I thought the idea of it was to eliminate roles.
Right.
And it just doesn't seem to make sense. Now I have both girlfriends and guys that are gay, but they don't play out themselves. They play out either a male role or a female role, either way. And it bothers me. And a lot of times, if it comes up in conversation, usually guys, you know, their egos are hurt by the fact that they see a man walking around with makeup on or their hair dyed or skirts or something like that. And what do you think? You know, why is it? Why do people do it that way?
Well, I think that, you know, it's all part of the socialization. You're right when you say that you thought that what the movement is all about is the elimination of these roles. I think that, you know, that is where it's at, and especially with lesbian feminists and a lot of men, some men, who have had their consciousness raised to feminism. I think that what we're really out for and into is the elimination of all sex role stereotyping.
Yeah. You know, it really, I saw a TV show one time, I think it was Tom Snyder, it might have been him, and
yeah.
He had on couples that were married, legally married, females and males that were married to the same sex, and it really, you know, they were really good, like they said that there was no such thing as, well, the man played this role, you know, he dominated, and the females, you know, they had their jobs, and but I see girls that, you know, that are... The one girl, she always dominates the other girl, and it seems like, you know, they're playing out the same thing, where it only comes down to the pure fact that it's only sex that's making them gay, you know? And really, that is the only thing, but it just seems, you know, like they're contradicting sometimes. Maybe it's because people aren't really into it either. You know, I don't know what the circumstances are.
Okay, we're going to go on to the next call. Thank you for calling. We're taking calls on 371-5200, 371-5200. BAI, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Can I speak to Jean O'Leary, please?
Yes, will you turn your radio down, please?
Okay, fine. Turn down the radio, please. Hello?
Yes. Hello, you're on the air.
Direct my question to Jean O'Leary.
Yes.
Jean O'Leary, you believe in separatism, don't you?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, I do. This is Jean DeVenti, right? Hello, Jean.
Hi.
Yes. You know my position on separatism and also my position on coalitions. I believe
right.
in both.
Well, Jean, how can we have a bill pass through with our people fighting against each other? Could you answer that question?
I think it's obvious that on the civil rights level, we are not fighting against each other. We're working together.
Well, I think you and I have different approvals. I mean, I believe that the transvestites have a part in the Intro 554. Would you agree with me or disagree with me?
Absolutely, gay transvestites have a part in Intro 554. It's a gay civil rights issue, and it covers all gays.
Well, Gene, we're having a problem this year with our Gay Pride Parade, as you know, on June 29th. And I first want to wish you all the luck in the world with your parade on Saturday, the day before ours. Now, we have an issue going that's sort of, it may cause a riot this year as to the church coming down on us as well as the police department. Now, we'd like all lesbians in New York area as well as out of New York and our gay brothers to unite in this parade.
You know, nobody has scheduled a march for Saturday.
Excuse me?
Nobody has scheduled a march for Saturday that we know about.
Speaking, I don't recognize the voice.
This is Eleanor.
I was speaking directly to Gene over
here. Well, we're on the mic. We're not, it's not separate, you know. We're all sitting at the same table.
It's not separate.
No, and we're all sitting at the same table, and I'm answering your question because you talked about a march that nobody's scheduled. Nobody has planned.
All right.
People talk about everything, but they don't do it, you know.
Eleanor, you're very rude. I'm directing my question to Gene O'Leary, and I'd like to have her answer it.
Excuse me, we have a lot of calls on the board, and we have very little time. I'd like to go on to the next call. Thank you for calling. BAI, you're on the air.
Hello. Yes, I'm speaking not against lesbianism or male homosexualism. I'm a heterosexual woman and an artist. This is the problem that I find. First place, I think it's unfortunate, the expression, she's gay and the other one is straight. Now, when you say to somebody straight, the other thing that comes to the average person's mind is crooked. So I think that a heterosexual should not be called straight. The other thing is, on the subject of male homosexuals and women, lesbian or otherwise, the art critics, theater critics, you name it, writers like Tennessee Williams, who is homosexual, they destroy women in everything that they do. The critics are mostly homosexual males. On the front page of the New York Times a few weeks ago, and I think these issues should be taken up, they reviewed three documentaries by three magnificent women. I don't know whether Shirley MacLaine's, for instance, sex designation is, but she did a marvelous documentary. She had the heck panned out of her. This was written by a male homosexual. Male homosexuals, I've dealt with them for years, hate women. I don't care how nice they are on the surface or give you a hug or a kiss, and it figures that they resent and hate women. I think that's why many heterosexuals are against gay people. It's our culture. Now, I think discretion, and I'm going to hang up in a minute. I don't want to take your precious time. It should be nobody's business who goes to bed with whom. I agree. But as a heterosexual woman, if I've got a job and an unstuck in the job that I want to go to bed with the boss, I'd be fired. Even though I'm heterosexual, I think that the lack of discretion, I don't think people should come on a job and announce, I'm a masochist, a sadist, a lesbian, a homosexual, a heterosexual. I don't think this has anything to do with it. It shouldn't. But I find that people are indiscreet, heterosexuals as well. And a heterosexual woman can get fired, particularly if her employer is homosexual. The male homosexual, I don't know as much about lesbians, is simply impossible towards heterosexual women.
Okay.
This is my big objection.
No, we have to make this brief because we're running out of time.
Alrighty,
I just
Goodbye. Thank you.
I just wanted to make a couple comments on that. First of all, you really can't generalize like that. You can't generalize a statement like that to all gay men. It just isn't true of all gay men. And secondly, about what you said about being open on the job, I think that what we want is just to be able to be free to not have to hide parts of our lives that are very important to us. We don't necessarily come out and discuss what we do in bed. I think very, very few people do. We want to be able to have a picture of our lover on the desk, maybe. We want to have our
bring our lover along to an office party, for instance, or not have to change pronouns when you're talking about what you did last weekend. And that's the extent that we would like to be open on the job.
Okay, Jean, would you like to talk about the current status of the ERA?
Yes, I would, just for a couple of seconds here, because it's so important and it's in such a crucial time right now. The ERA has passed the assembly on the state level. Right now, it's up for a vote, or it will be up for a vote if it comes, when it comes out of committee on the Senate floor. But we found out that all but two Republicans are against the ERA.
And they're being
flooded with mail from conservatives. Now,
if the
ERA doesn't pass this year,
it's
2 years of work down the drain and maybe another 10 or 15 before we get to where we are again.
And at this point, it's extremely crucially important for anyone who can to write letters to their senators,
and especially to the Republican senators, but to any senator. And in particular,
there's one
man,
Senator
Conklin, C-O-N-K-A-L-I-N,
who's from
Bay Ridge.
And he was
an initial sponsor of the ERA, but he's wavering now. Now, this is at a point where we need
every single
vote that we can get, and we've got to keep this
guy.
So if anyone
lives in the
Brooklyn area, especially
Bay Ridge,
even if you don't live there,
write to this
guy, Conklin,
and
explain to him,
and explain
to anybody when you write,
that the
Eckert Amendment,
which is the
problem right now, there's a man,
Eckert,
who is introducing an amendment
that
says, in essence,
yes,
the ERA can pass
through,
but
it won't affect
any of the existing
laws that are already
on the books that protect
women.
In other words, it negates what the ERA
is trying to do for
women, which is to
equalize everything
in this society by still keeping the protective laws in existence. Now, if this amendment goes through, the ERA is
in
effect negated.
So
I think that probably
some of these
senators don't even
realize
what the Eckert Amendment means. And
they should be
told that it's detrimental
and
it will just
completely
wipe out all the efforts of
the people
who are supporting the ERA.
Okay, would you like to say a final
word
about the WIN program?
Eleanor, would you
want to talk about it?
I
think that
people have to
remember that Intro 554 can't get out of council, can't get out of committee in
council,
and can't be passed without
some kind of
money to help us
do mailings,
to help us
pay for the
for the
minor expenses
of lobbying.
And the
women's party, which is going to be
on this
Saturday, a
women's party at
67 Vestry
Street,
is a fundraiser for
the activities
that we've been doing.
We
also need people to
come and picket at
City Hall
Monday through Friday,
May
5th through 9th on their
lunch hours, noon to
2 p.m.
We need people
to come to the
fundraiser
to get the
latest information about
Intro 554
to
help
contribute to
our fundraising
efforts.
And
we also need
people to come out
and
picket
on
noon
to 2 p.m.
Monday
through Friday in
front
of City Hall.
And the
WIN campaign
is just a way
to catch people's
attention.
Whip intolerance
now.
And
we
have buttons
with
the slogan
on it.
And Intro
554.
And
we
have lots of
information about
city council
people
and
where
people stand.
So please
feel free
for
all women to
join us at
the party on Saturday
night.
And
lobby also.
Lobby
your city council
people.
Okay.
Thank you, Jean and Eleanor, for being here today. Linda Daniels and I
will be
doing some more
giving
programming
here at
WBAI, and we'd
love
to hear
from
women who,
in terms of what
kind of programming
they would
like to see
being done.
And you can
write to me,
Marcia
Dana,
care of the
station.
Thank you.
The preceding program was presented on tape delay.